When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, November 22nd, 2021. Another Royal Caribbean ship returned to service over the weekend after being laid up for the past 20 months. Navigator of the Seas departed Los Angeles on Friday afternoon for a Mexican Riviera cruise. This is the line's first time sailing from L.A. in a decade. Just before the shutdown, the vessel received a $115 million renovation and then another shipyard visit this past summer in preparation for the return to cruising. The ship will sail 3-, 4-, and 5-night cruises to Catalina Island in the Mexican Riviera. And after an eventful week in Miami, MSC Seashore departed on her inaugural North American revenue voyage on Saturday evening. Seashore is the newest ship to sail from Miami and will add to the lineup of Caribbean and Bahamas options from South Florida. Every sailing will include 1 or 2 day stops at the line's newly developed private island, Ocean Key MSC Marine Reserve, which opened at the end of 2019. This is MSC's third ship to sail from Florida in 2021. And it was also a big weekend for Norwegian Cruise Line in South Florida, where two more ships returned to service. Norwegian Encore and Norwegian Joy both departed Port Miami over the weekend. Norwegian Joy left on a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise on Saturday, while Encore left Sunday for a week in the Eastern Caribbean and Bahamas. Both ships will stop at either Great Stirrup Cay or Harvest Cay on their sailings. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 2.2, 20.49. Royal Caribbean down 3, 80.47. And Norwegian down 2, 23.09. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.